Greetings, word lovers. Last time on Christy the Wordsmith, we studied a pair of idioms featuring the word carpet, to call on the carpet and sweep under the carpet. Today, we'll spotlight red carpet treatment, shorthand for lavish hospitality or a royal welcome. In the Western world, a red carpet is traditionally laid down to greet important visitors or to commemorate a significant event. In 1981, royal newlyweds Charles and Diana strode a red carpet out of St. Paul's Cathedral in London. Upon deplaning Air Force One, the U.S. president is greeted with a red carpet. The annual Academy Award ceremony uses a red carpet to cushion the feet of cinematic royalty. While most of us will never stride a literal red carpet, we may be so warmly welcomed, so cordially hosted, that we might say, "I was given the red carpet treatment." Carpets of earlier centuries were luxuries for a drawing room, court, or ladies' chambers. They symbolized extravagance and inspired a set of wry expressions suggesting pleasurable indulgence. For example, carpet captain, carpet knight, and carpet squire were 16th century monikers for soldiers and nobles who preferred being champions in drawing rooms and boudoirs. I'm Christy the Wordsmith, coming to you from the studios of KGLT-FM.
Christy the Wordsmith is sponsored by the Gelhausen Family Foundation, Corporation for Public Broadcasting, and Zoot Enterprises of Bozeman, Montana, a global provider of advanced decision management solutions for the financial services industry. ZootSolutions.com.